The great thing about Dave Davis, and I don't know what you've heard about him, David Evan Davis III, is so his father was Dave Davis Jr., David Davis Jr., and he was an editor for Car and Driver for many, many years. He started off as car racer. He actually raced cars, and he was in a horrific car accident and just mauled up his face, and he ended up growing a beard to hide all the scars. And he went on to be an editor at Car and Driver, and then from there he started his own magazine called Automotive. But the wacky thing is the big thing that anybody who knew Dave Davis, the guy I played with, the third, is he could be very magnanimous and crazy funny, just really, you'd think he's the best guy in the world, and he could turn on you. And he could be a major league prick. I mean, just off the charts. And the funny thing is his dad was exactly the same guy. And the funny thing was his dad went on, to great success in the publishing business. And Dave, he bombed around, did a million odd jobs. He did. He was ran the Berkeley Front for a number of years, but really he was a chef, a cook, he worked on cars. He definitely was a bit of a grease monkey, and the whole deal. Dad was crazy successful, and they were the same guy. Dave was 6'4", his dad was 6'3", and one guy, same personality. One guy had great success in his life, and the other guy just, couldn't catch a break, which is, part luck and part of his own doing. But I met Dave, so here we go. Here's the part where sometimes people think Figures on a Beach comes from money. Figures on a Beach never came from money. I was the guy who had whose family had the office supply business that was purchased by my grandfather back in the late 50s, early 60s, and a lot of perks came out of that. And one of the perks was the Detroit Boat Club. And because Dave Davis, my friend Dave Davis, his dad did very well with the publishing, they too were members of the Detroit Boat Club. So we actually met as kids, even though I was about 3 years older than him, on the swim team for the Detroit Boat Club. And Dave, I don't know if you ever met kids who are like really tall, like, 5'4", 5'5". They generally have reached like 90% of their height by the time they're like 12 or 13. So, even as a kid, Dave was just like huge, and he almost should have been the Detroit version of Michael Phelps. He truly had a swimmer's body, to the point where when he was on the boat club swim team, he almost never went to swim practice. And when he was on his junior high school and high school swim team, he almost never went to practices for those either. And the guy not only would win every single swim meet he was ever in, he set state records. He did nothing. His body, he was shaped like a dolphin.